Now we turn to a special roundtable as we continue our look at historically black colleges and universities and the impact Hurricane Katrina has had on them. Joining us from our Washington headquarters is Michael Lomax, President and CEO of the United Negro College Fund. Joining us from our Chicago Bureau, Eleanor D. Daniel, President of Chicago State University. Chicago State has registered 40 new students who attend schools affected by Hurricane Katrina. And Norman Francis joins us, President of Xavier University in New Orleans. Mr. Francis is the longest serving president of any university in the country. He's been president there for 37 years. I thank all of you. Mr. Francis, let me go to you first and ask you the state of the campus and the university itself. Update us, please.
Well, right now we are still with about 6 feet of water or better around the campus. That water has not receded at this point, so we are facing serious flooding damages to most of the buildings that are not only on the ground floor, but all of those which have just a few, a little bit of elevation. We have roofs that are off on dormitories that were damaged by the wind from Katrina. We have a power plant that's down. And the most serious part of it, which we understand, but it nonetheless makes it difficult, we can't go back to the campus, can't make an assessment of what has happened. So the damages cannot totally be estimated at this point, but they are, we know, significant. And it's an anxious time for us because most of us are trying to regroup and plan for the future, planning for when we can go back in. But the city officials are going to make that decision. So as far as the physical plant goes, we know we have serious damage, just as Dillard has serious damages and the like, and it's going to be a massive cleanup and a massive investment of funds to bring us back for an operational standpoint.
Physical. And President Francis, have you been able to talk to any or many of your student body, and what have you heard from them?
Well, let me tell you what we did. We've been through hurricanes before, none like this one. I want to make that clear. But we had an emergency line and a hotline that students could plug into to get information. So we are communicating with students that way, telling them what we're learning, what's going on, the great, just offers of help from colleges and universities all over the country and all our sister and brother institutions of the United Negro College Fund. And what we're telling our students to go on, get educated in this semester, apply at institutions, and our feelings are, given what we're hearing, 99.9% will admit those students, their credits will be transferable, and they will stay there until we are ready to go back. Obviously, we want them back. Some may not come back, but we think it's important for them to come back to their alma maters and to work and finish their work. It's going to be difficult.
Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
I was just saying.
Eleanor Daniels, let me turn. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's a very difficult time for us because we left with everything on our back. Our staff, people are around the country. So we are trying to just regroup to start planning, and that planning has started. And we are all part of the problem in the sense of, including myself. Our homes have been damaged, and many have been damaged to the extent that we said they are going to have to do a lot before we can go even back into our homes, to say nothing about our institution. Mm-hmm.
Eleanor Daniel, you and the Windy City have opened arms to take in some affected by Hurricane Katrina. I understand you have 40 new students who will be attending your university.
Actually, it's 65, and the number is growing every day.
Talk to me about why you decided to do this.
Well, you know, even though Chicago State University is not an HBCU, we are basically a minority-serving institution. And as a result, there's a kindred spirit between the predominantly black and the historically black institutions. We share similar ideas, similar approaches to the education of our students. And so with that in mind, we just felt that this was something we had to do. Our hearts went out to the students and all of the chaos that they were experiencing as a result of Hurricane Katrina. And so for us, it was something that we had to rise to the occasion for.
Michael Lomax, talk to me about how the UNCF is going to step in. What are you looking to do, and what have you done so far to help not only the universities, but staff and the students?
You know, there are about 10,000 student African-American students attending historically black colleges that are shut down right now. Dillard, Xavier, and Southern University at New Orleans. Dillard and Xavier, about 7,000 students. The first thing we've done, of course, as Norm Francis said, is we tried to make sure the kids were safe, get them out of the city, and help them relocate. And the first thing we've done is tried to open the doors of our 37 other UNCF institutions, getting them to open up their doors to admit students, and that's happening throughout our network. Some of the bigger cities like Atlanta have had a larger influx of these students. I know I talked to Spelman at the end of last week. They had over 170 applications from students, and we're continuing to get more. So we're helping those students. We've put together a student support relief fund. We've raised over $1 million. We got our first $1 million gift last week from J.P. Morgan Chase. This will be used to help meet emergency educational assistance needs for the students who have come to our schools. You know, there's another class of students as well, I'd note, and that is that at UNCF institutions, about 20% of the student body comes from the three-state area that has been affected. So you may not, your school may not be shut down, but your family may have lost everything. And so we're going to have to raise additional support for those young people as well. And so we have, through our website, www.uncf.org, and through our 1-800 number, 1-800-945-7200, we're receiving donations today.
Let's give that number again, please, the phone number.
It is 1-800-945-7200, and you can call and make a donation, or you can go to our website, www.uncf.org, and make a donation there, or call UNCF or send us a check. And as I said, our goal is to raise at minimum $5 million. We're 20% of goal already, and that's to make funds available to help the thousands of African-American college students who have been displaced or whose families have been displaced stay in school.
President Daniel, let me ask you as relates to what further have you done to make sure that people who are in, quite frankly, perhaps still a state of shock and certainly in a new environment, what else is being done to make them feel comfortable and assimilate to your university?
Well, on the 6th of September, we had an orientation session for the newly received students. We provided individual financial counseling. We also are providing some housing provisions for those students who need it. We also are providing academic and psychological counseling. Some of the young people who have presented themselves to our university really had and described very traumatic experiences of being more or less marooned in a dormitory and not able to reach out to the wider community to exit the facility. And so we are providing psychological counseling as well. We're providing academic and peer tutoring. Our student government is also involved in facilitating the transition of these students into our university community as well.
President Francis, I should note that not only the students are affected by this, but obviously your staff. It must be very difficult for you to have really been the face of this university for almost 40 years to deal with not only the displacement of students, but many people whose livelihood depended on your university.
You have put a finger on one of our highest priorities, and I was going to get to that. I've got faculty and staff who are as destitute, if you will, as many of the folks out there. And right now, we're trying to find how are we going to pay them, and we want to pay them, expect to pay them, until we get back into operations. You know, we are not Dillard, North Xavier, or any other UNCF school, maybe except the one or two. We don't have large endowments like our counterparts in the major institutions. The income that some of the other institutions get from their endowments are twice as much as our endowments themselves. And so we can't use the endowment money to the extent that they can. So we've got to find resources. We're hoping our federal government comes to play in this. And this is particularly true because many of the staff people, the gardeners, the people who are security officers, all of the folks who staff, the faculty members, they live from month to month and day to day in some cases. And we've got to get those resources. And my priority is to get them their dollars while they are in dire need, dire need than they would have ever been. And I'm hoping in the next 2 days, 2 weeks, that we can make the decision that everyone will be paid. But that's faith.
Michael Lomax, we should note that not only have we seen the UNCF having an ongoing face and place in making sure that education is kept in the fore, in particular in our community, but we should note that this fight is going to take months and years, and we should not forget that making one donation will not be enough.
No, but you can make a donation, and we hope that individuals will donate. We've gone to corporations. We've gone to foundations. UNCF raised over $97.5 million last year to support African-American higher education in our colleges. We're going to have to raise well over $100 million this year. But to Norm Francis's point, this is not going to be solved just by our individual and generous contributions. Although we encourage that, we've also got to get our government to be flexible and to provide additional resources, not first and foremost for the students, because we want to protect them. We want to keep them in school. We don't want to lose the momentum that we have in producing college degree recipients. The second thing we want to do is we need the support to rebuild Dillard and Xavier. We can't afford to lose them. These are two of the finest institutions in the country. Xavier has sent more young men and women to medical school than any other institution, black or white, in this country. And Dillard ranked in the top 20 of comprehensive colleges of the South. These are fine academic institutions with rich histories, and they've been doing productive work. They are doing productive work today by helping their students get in school and stay in school, but we need to reestablish them in the fight to achieve educational parity in this country.
And we owe it not only to the students who attend now, but to the legacy of those who have built both of those fine institutions and the fine legacy of African Americans who've moved on to higher education. Michael Lomax, President and CEO of the United Negro College Fund, we thank you very much. Elnora Daniel, President of Chicago State University, we thank you for opening your school. And Norman Francis, President of Xavier University, you have our prayers, and we will continue to keep up with all that is going on down in your region, and we wish you the best of luck, and I thank you all for joining us.
We thank you. Thank you.